This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. First of all, I would like to thank my listeners and readers who take the time to send me emails as feedback for my opinions. Recently, I've had some very interesting exchanges with some of you, and I always welcome opinions, even if you disagree with me, at www.imran.com. Anyway, moving right along, one of my listeners in California sent me a very interesting email in which he basically disagreed with everything I said and felt that all my comments about George W. Bush and his policies, Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld, etc., are based upon my being some sort of left-wing, liberal, or some sort of Democrat. The fact of the matter is, and this is a good point to make here, is that I pride myself on being an independent. I took Bill Clinton to task as much for his action and inaction, his lies and his stupid decisions, as much as I take pride in my being an American who can take to task George W. Bush for being an idiot, for doing the wrong things, for lying to the American people, and basically leading us on a path of destruction. So let's get that out of the way. My statements are based upon my opinion as an American, as a proud independent American who exercises his right to free speech. You are welcome to disagree with me, and let me have your opinions, because I'm more than happy to discuss them. And for the best opinions, I'll be more than happy to even share them with my listeners and readers. Anyway, talking about Dick Cheney and how he has basically been enriching his friends and Halliburton, and how he basically manipulated the information and possibly even manipulated George W. Bush into starting a war in Iraq. If you do not believe me, the best thing to do would be to go to www.pbs.org. Go to the Public Broadcasting System's website, pbs.org, and check this latest Frontline documentary that they have made on Dick Cheney and the dark influence he has on American policy and the dark impact he is having on our government and on the future of our nation. It's definitely worth your time to make the effort to watch that documentary and make your own decisions. Don't take my word for it. Form your own opinions. That's what I always say, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you love Bush or hate Hillary, whether you love Hillary or hate Bush. The issue is, form your own opinions. Make your decision based on issues, not personalities. Moving on to the latest news item that has me really worried and which has me scratching my head also. North Korea, the country that has been playing games with us for almost 3 years with its on-again, off-again nuclear program, basically stalling us, buying time, all the while we were supposedly searching for the weapons of mass destruction that did not exist in Iraq. In the meantime, North Korea was busy building a bomb, and not only has it acquired nuclear technology and nuclear know-how and possibly even has a nuclear weapon, it is actually now testing a missile that can strike the west coast of the United States. North Korea, run by a madman, known to be building nuclear weapons, threatening our troops and now our U.S. homeland on the west coast with long-range missiles. And what is George W. Bush and his government's response to that? Oh, we really can't do anything about it right now. Let's plan an attack on Iran. And that is why the rest of the world thinks that we Americans are cowards, that we will attack countries that are smaller than us or only countries that possibly threaten Israel. And it does not matter what country threatens America itself, because American politicians are more beholden to the interests of Israel than to the United States of America. North Korea has nukes, has missiles, and is now testing the delivery of missiles that can strike the U.S. mainland. And what does George W. Bush say? Well, we'll have to look at the situation. What does Bolton say at the United Nations? Oh, this is not really an issue, but we really have to do something about Iran. Don't get me wrong. Iran is a problem. Iran is run by fanatic nutcase mullahs, and I have no love for them. However, Iran is not threatening us. Iran has more sense than to go attacking the United States. But in the meantime, the country that is threatening us is North Korea, and for several years now, George W. Bush has sat there while North Korea threatens our very existence. Is that the way we should be dealing with that problem? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran, signing off.